This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
We welcome you to the podcast for today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. We're going to spend a few of these next podcasts talking about a parent's responsibility to their children. One of the greatest blessings of life is to be able to have children, but one of the admonitions of the Word of God is to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, Proverbs 22 at verse 6. And of course, there are a lot of principles and guidelines provided for parents in the Word of God in terms of raising their children. I want to examine four or five different ideas that I think we can find from Scripture that will help us to better raise our children. And one of them is this: to raise our kids in such a way that we are helping them to think in a maximum kind of way. We must help our children to think in a maximum kind of way. I don't remember who it was, but many, many years ago, I was listening to some motivational lectures, and I heard the parent the person talk about his child. And the person relayed how his child was reading on a lesser grade level than the child was in. And he said that he noticed as he went to the parent-teacher conference and the teacher was expressing concerns about the reading level of their child, that the child was to read so many books in the next 4 or 5 weeks. There was some kind of time restraint on it. And so he decided he was going to spend some time with his son every evening, helping him to read. And he went home and he said, "Now, son, your teacher wants you to read 3 books over the next 4 weeks, we'll say." He asked his son, he said, "Do you think you can read 4? And his point was that he didn't want to teach his child to think in bare minimum terms. If the requirement is 3 books, he wanted his child to go above and beyond the requirement and to look at perhaps 4 books, 5 books. And of course, as a motivational speaker will do, he began to relay how that was such a blessing for his life, because his child began to see how many books the child who had read the most had read. And he said, "I could read 4 or 5 more. And he began reading in such a way that he was able to have the record in that particular class. And while all that was good, I couldn't help but think about what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 at verse 38, he says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." And of course, there are some historical ideas that are presented that are significant at the time of Jesus that may not be as significant to us in the 21st century. But there is a principle presented here in the Sermon on the Mount about not doing things in a minimum way. In fact, Paul told people when they work, whatever you find to do with your hands, do it heartily. Do it with all your might, as to the Lord and not to men. And of course, we know that if we teach our children to do the bare minimum in school, that type of thinking carries over to the church. And they'll think, well, things like, all I got to do is attend on Sunday morning. I don't have to attend Sunday evening or Wednesday evening or to the gospel meeting or to the VBS. And of course, we know that such minimalistic thinking is not conducive to spiritual growth. No, it would be far better for us to teach our children to think in a more maximum kind of way, to go above and beyond the limits, not just for their own development and maturity, but for their spiritual growth, to think in a maximum kind of way. Let's help our children to think in a maximum kind of way.
We do want to remind you that on November 7th, the day before we cast our votes in the election, live on the Bible Way Media Facebook page, I will be hosting a live stream where we will have a serious discussion and prayer for our nation. That's November 7th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have titled that broadcast Pause, because we will be pausing for a moment to have a serious discussion and to pray for our nation the day before we cast our votes. So please keep that in mind, and as always, thank you for listening.